Hello and welcome to Challenge Funnel Marketing, episode number 2. My name is Joschka Strakajan and I'm your host, and today I want to show you a little bit about my backstory and explain how we've got here. So I always had that entrepreneurial spark in me, and I always wanted to create something, invent something, become someone, I don't know, get rich and famous, which is a very shitty goal. Just wanted to state that, and that almost never works. But somehow I could never make it work. And maybe it was knowledge I lacked, but I think what I was mostly lacking is dedication and a good reason why I wanted to do that. And so I tried to build a lot of different business in the past. I had a lot of great ideas, a lot of bad ideas too, but they all had one thing in common, and that is that they all failed. I mean, I've even, when I was young, had no responsibilities, no kids, no family, nothing. I even got accepted into a program by the state of Germany here. And in this program, they give you $1,000 every month for a whole year to support people starting out building their business and becoming entrepreneurs. And I got accepted into that program, so I was set for a year. And that is exactly what was happened with me. I was set for a year. I was young. I was meeting friends, playing video games, but not really working on that business. And so I think in the whole year, I made about 350 euros in revenue. So it's ridiculous. But yeah, that's... That's who I was. And so I went on the traditional career path, started working in a digital marketing agency at some point, and then I had the first click because I really liked digital marketing. This was performance marketing. I really liked that because I'm someone who always likes to get better, who likes to improve himself or myself in that case, or everything around that. And with performance marketing, with digital marketing, you can do that as well. You have your data every day. You can look at that data and try new stuff out and see if the data gets better, if your numbers improve or not. And that really clicked with me. So I dedicated myself to that. Worked myself up through the ranks very quickly. I've become a team lead. I trained a whole bunch of people coming into the agency. I trained the whole team I've got. The whole team was consisted of complete or more or less complete newbies. I trained them all, and very quickly we've become one of the best performing teams in the whole agency. And I've met my wife there, and that was awesome. And at some point, we decided that we want to have kids. And I went to my boss and told him that at some point we will leave because we want to move back to her hometown so that we have her support system around us. And yeah, as a result, they fired me. Yep. I don't know why. It was definitely not performance related. Maybe it didn't fit into their culture, having kids. Maybe they just wanted me out because they knew that I will leave anyway. Maybe they wanted to look better in the eyes of their investors. I have no idea. But they fired me. And that was a shock. I wasn't shaken, but I was shocked. But still, I wanted to leave anyway. So we moved, got a new job. A while later, I got another job, very high-paying leadership role in a German fashion retailer. Was responsible for a couple of million in revenue every year. And that was great. And then my wife and I decided that we want to have another kid. And we've got two. We were expecting twins then. And again, same mistake. I went to my boss and told him that when the twins are born, I want to go on parental leave. And you know what happened? Yep, I was fired again. Fired two times now for wanting to have kids and spend some time with them. I mean, that's a crazy idea. How could you have kids and spend time with them? I don't know. This time, I was really not only shocked. This completely came out of the blue and blew me out of the water. And I then had all of the time in the world for my family, which was great. But I had no new income coming in. I have three kids to feed then, bills to pay. And yeah, don't really know what to do. I had to completely reevaluate what I want to do with my life. And then I decided, I swore to myself that I will never be employed again. I don't want to be part of that work culture where they fire you for having kids. And I don't want to have any part of that. And then finally, I've got a reason. I've got a good why I want to build my own business. I still needed some time, tried a couple of things out, and then finally I have gone back to what I know, and that's digital marketing. I created my own agency, and that worked out, and I've got all the money coming in I needed. Everything was good. And then Corona came along and wiped out all the clients I had. Completely back to zero, back to the place, three kids, no income, no idea what to do. But actually this time I was grateful somehow, because that really kick-started the drive for me. And that's why we are talking here right now. I decided to rebrand, niche down, and focus completely on challenge funnels and become the challenge funnel specialist, the number one guy in the world regarding that. I want to become the person everyone goes to when they want to create or optimize their challenge. And why challenges? I don't know, I think it's in my nature somehow. As I told you, I want to optimize myself, want to work on myself, and a challenge just resonates with me. You can't grow when you don't challenge yourself. And so I always like challenges. And if somebody comes along and do want to do a push-up challenge with me, then I'm in. I don't know, fast for 5 days, I'm in. You know what I mean? So challenges are really just my thing. And so, yeah, so I decided to focus completely on challenge funnels. I was introduced by them through the One Funnel Away Challenge by ClickFunnels, a great company I use myself as a sales funnel builder, the landing page builder, and also everything, email follow-up and so on. Most of you listening to this may know of ClickFunnels anyway, so don't need to further talk about that. But I was introduced to the system, to the concept of challenge funnels through their challenge, the One Funnel Away Challenge, which helps people set up their sales funnel. And I really liked that. And so from that day on, I went on and signed up to a lot of other challenges. And now I've gone really, really deep. And I don't know how many challenges I have running right now, how many I've signed up. I analyzed them, experimented on them, and yeah, creating my own challenges now. And so I'm well, very, very, very far away from becoming the number one person in regard to challenge funnels. But everyone has to start somehow, somewhere. And this is my start. And I want to invite you to follow along on the journey. And here in this podcast, I will share with you every day what I learn about challenges, about marketing, and about entrepreneurship. And I hope you get a lot of value out of it. I want to share as much as I can, be as transparent as possible. If you have any questions, let me know. I would love to talk about what you need to know, what you want to know. So hit me up, join the free Facebook group, Challenge Funnel Insiders, and there we can hang out and talk about everything. See you there, and until then, have a great fucking day. Goodbye.